Q94 Joe Mountain Rock Coaches Show is well underway, and it's week two. And joining me is head coach of the Houston Tigers, victorious week one, Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. How we doing, man?
I'm good. How are you, Gary?
Fantastic. You know, we've our Ozark Radio Sports. We got four teams, and you're the only one with a win.
Well, we'll take it.
Heck yeah, man.
We tried to keep it interesting for sure, but.
It was.
I guess at the end of the night, a win is a win, and we'll worry about what to fix later.
Hey, that you know, when you look, when you go online and look, or wherever, it's a W.
That's right.
You know,
so we'll take it.
It's like the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, everybody's going to say, "Oh man, there was just it was." It does not matter. They got a W,
right.
And you got a W.
Right.
So take us through that, man. It's kind of back and forth. Take us through that.
It was, you know, we got up 6-0, and then scored. I think maybe the first play of the second quarter. So we're up 12-0, and then found ourselves down 22-12 at half. kind of dug ourselves a hole, and I think their running back went off for like 280 yards rushing or something crazy.
Yeah,
had some really big runs against us. He was big and strong and faster than anybody we had. So when he got past the second level, it was see you later. You know, and then credit to our kids. We came out down 10 in the second half and clawed back into the thing and then just kind of traded punches. And we had the ball down to the 6 with, I don't know, 20 seconds to go or something. We're tied up. And then we fumbled the ball. So that ended up with four turnovers, and they come out opening possession of the overtime, and I don't know, didn't do much with it, and then sure enough kicked a field goal and we scored on the first play in overtime to win it. So
yeah, I mean
it ended up to be a good night.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, just a win is a win, but especially, you know, that week one win, boy, that just takes a little bit of pressure off. But, you know, here it is. We're right back into the frying pan. You've got Springfield Catholic at your place tonight. What'd you see out of Springfield Catholic?
They are fast. they look very blessed in the skill department. Offensive line, I mean, they're not going to wow you with their size. They look to be pretty good athletes, but their speed guys are definitely looking like the real deal. The quarterback, he appears to be the best athlete on the field. Runs well, makes really good choices, but he's going to beat you with his eyes first, and then he's going to let his legs do the rest. So we definitely have got to contain him tonight. That'll give us a chance to be successful if we can do that. But speed's definitely kind of scary.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and so you know everybody, you pretty healthy. You get through week one unscathed.
Well, no. Lane Seago, who was a 4-year starter for us at nose guard and took over the running back duties, I'm not sure he's going to play tonight. So, well, I don't know. Kind of he just got his leg all dinged up and can't really run. So I don't think it's anything real major, but. Just something nagging right now that is definitely going to limit him.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, the home opener for this 2024 season for the Houston Tigers, any kind of pregame activities planned or anything that folks might need to know?
I don't think so. I think tonight's kind of normal. I think our next home game kind of gets into the different activities, and I think – the next one will be homecoming, and we'll have a Mighty Mike night in there. And I don't know what all the other nights are, but I think tonight's kind of just normal.
Yep. Play some football.
That's right.
All right. Hey, everybody, head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. You can catch the Houston Tigers right here on your Mountain of Rock, Q94, and that's going to be about a 7 p.m. tickoff. Curtis Blue, he'll have the play-by-play. Hey, coach, thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next week.
All right. Thanks, Gary.